Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I want to welcome you to the Jane Bone Kircher Smith We Share radio call tonight. Tonight we have a couple guest speakers on the line, but it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to a good friend of mine, a mentor to adults and children alike, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, right there.
Good evening, Woody. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Fantastic. Appreciate it. You know, when I look back over the years, you know, you and I have been knowing each other for a long time, and we've been networking for a long time, and we go way back, and right before Christmas, you had begun to send me texts and emails, and part of that was it was asking me had I ever heard of crowdfunding. And at that time, I really had not heard of crowdfunding, and you kept asking me to check it out. So eventually, I checked it out, and I got involved, and I made a contribution, a donation to your project, which, you know, I knew that, you know, you had a after school program, and you work with kids, and I work with kids and mentor kids, and you have. At the school program, and so I made a donation to your project, and you helped me create a project page for my project, which is mentoring kids. And I've been enjoying the fruits of our efforts since then. You know, I do a lot of things in the community and promote amateur boxing and golf events. I got four golf events, two in North Carolina, two in South Carolina, within the next 12 months. And I got a cruise planned and fundraiser. I'm in the fundraising business. And so when I started to understand what you were trying to share with me, I liked it. And I've been working towards it, things have come up, and I've had to address that and dealing with that. But still, I've hung in there and share it with people as I go and get you know, it's if we keep it simple, what you encourage me to do, and that's what I try to do. I'm in Newport News, Virginia right now, and had a chance to play some golf today with my three siblings, two brothers, and baby sister, and we have an event coming up November the 7th in Clinton, North Carolina. That's pretty close to where we grew up, in Magnolia, North Carolina. It's between Magnolia and Fayetteville and Clinton there. And so in between promoting the next golf event, fundraiser, playing golf, and recovering from my total knee replacement, which is still giving me a fit, and the other knee is actually giving me some issues now. So I'm just kind of hanging in there, and you know, making sure my blood pressure is good and weight is not gaining too much weight, and I'm just having fun, Woody. So this is real simple. I try to keep it simple my goal is to turn this into to use crowdfunding and my brick sales to open a Boxing Legends Hall of Fame Museum in Myrtle Beach, and I'm giving my fans a chance to put their name on a brick for $100 at the same time. Start a crowdfunding project, their own crowdfunding project that will be connected to our crowdfunding project, and we will help them raise money. And this Friday night call is an excellent way to get the word out, spread the word, and let people know that they can have their own project. You know, they can leave a legacy, and we can connect, and we'll help them, support them, because we're connected. At this time, Woody, I'd like to, you can see if we have and who the guests are that we have tonight, and I'm going to throw it back to you, and if you would kind of share with the folks online, about who you are and what your project is about and what you think about crowdfunding.
All right, thank you. Wrong question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. When I was first introduced to crowdfunding, before I found out about this program called WeShare, I went ahead and I tried it because I thought it was a great idea. I saw some projects that were online, and I just knew. I said, wow, this thing is awesome, and I tried it. And, you know, just to make a long story short, because I know a lot of times people, you know, a lot of people have heard my story, but when I first tried crowdfunding, it did not work for me. And I was kind of disappointed. And a friend of mine, Clarence Montgomery, and we all know him as Monty, called me. And, I mean, he started sending me emails and messages about WeShare. And, you know, every once in a while when we try something that doesn't work, we just totally think everything that has to do with that doesn't work. And so I kind of ignored it for a little while. And I know other people that are out there, they do the same thing, you know. Finally, he sent me a message and said, is there anything you need to raise money for? And that message caught my attention. And I said, yeah, I need to raise money to get a bus or get my bus transmission fixed. And he said, WeShare can do that because it's a different type of crowdfunding. And he sent me a video, and I went on. And I watched the video, and after I watched the video, I said, this might just work. And I'm the type of person that likes to research things, so I went and Googled it, and I recommended everybody Google's crowdfunding because crowdfunding is just becoming a huge phenomenon all around the world. And I Googled it, and I read some of the different things that were going on with crowdfunding, and I called him back and said, hey, man, I think it'll work, you know, and he told me how to get started. And, you know, I did the same thing that you did. I made a small donation to his project, which then allowed me to be able to put my project up, which I did. And, you know, probably about 15, 20 minutes time, I got my project up there. And, you know, I did that right away. I didn't wait till the next day or the next week. I mean, I did it right away, got my project up, got everything set up, and then I started sharing WeShare with other people, in which, you know, you were one of the very first people that I shared it with. And, you know, I knew that you had a vision of fundraising, and, well, I would say sorry about the noise. My family's getting ready to go on a trip tomorrow. My son's on a trip, so we got a couple people over here. I knew that you had been fundraising. I know you had an annual golf tournament. I know you had the Champions for Kids. And that's why I contacted you, because I knew that you were doing this fundraising, just regular fundraising. And WeShare is, you know, basically fundraising, but we're doing it on the internet. You know, you got in and started working, and other people got in and got their projects up and working. And, you know, before we knew it, we had a couple hundred people that had their projects started, and we're sharing crowdfunding with people and receiving donations. And, you know, to me, it's one of the greatest programs that I've ever seen. And, you know, I'm one of those guys just like you have been, where I like to network with people and network opportunities, but never seen nothing like WeShare ever. And, you know, I know the future looks really bright for us as we continue to go out and be the pioneers in this program. And not just that, but the company is bringing more things on to help us be able to share this program more effectively with other people to get them to, you know, understand it at first glance. So So I'm just glad that I'm here. I'm glad that Monty introduced it to me. And what I like to do now is bring Monty on. You know, we do this every week. And I know Monty always has a couple of things that he wants to share with us. So, Monty, come on and, you know, the floor is yours.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk Radio fans. This is Clarence T. Montgomery out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And all my friends call me Monty. Again, welcome to the call. And Woody, thanks for the introduction. And yes, indeed, I always have a couple of things to throw out there. And as you know, things are definitely picking up. I mean, we got momentum going. There's a lot of activity around the country in which people can plug into, and that's kind of what I'm going to share, you know, a little housekeeping. We have a Spanish presentation going on now, and that's going to be 2 times a week, a Spanish webinar. So, you know, people have can plug into that and just contact me for more detailed information. I'm not going to go through it, you know, here on the program. But you can reach me at 910-556-4027 and just hit me with your email address, and I'll send you out some of this information. Again, we got two presentations for Spanish now going on. So that's a big market, South America, Mexico, you know, around the world. And that's a good aspect to talk about in crowdfunding, because one thing people don't seem not to understand or visualize is the fact that, you know, our platform is designed to bring in donations from around the world. And it's not a one-time donation. These donations can be coming in as long as you're out trying to raise money. And that's what we really need to keep in the back of our mind. It's not something that you're going to start today and in 3 months it's over, or in 2 days it's over, and then you got to go start another project. This is an ongoing flow of donations that you can create by becoming a part of this platform. Now, we also have some other meetings, live presentations coming up, and the first one, I believe, is going to be in Atlanta, and that's on the Thursday, August 13th. I'll take that back. I'm sorry. This is one that's coming up on the 13th in California, and it's in the San Diego, L.A. area. Again, just give me a call, and I can get you out that information. The next meeting is going to be in Atlanta. Again, another live presentation. That's August 13th. And both of these locations, they're going to be conducting 3 workshops. So you have an opportunity 3 times that day to come out and get your questions answered in person, and also bring out your future project managers so they can get a chance to get off to a fast start. The next workshop is going to be in, let me see, that was Orange County, that's Atlanta. The next one is going to be in Chicago, and this is going to be Monday, August 24th, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Again, 3 times to get out and see a live presentation. Our next one will be Friday, the 28th of August, and this is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. It's going to be at the Warren Heights Public Library. So, again, things are starting to happen around the country with crowdfunding and just how you can fund any project, personal need or social cause. So feel free to plug in, give me a shout, and I'll get some of this information out to you. And last week, we talked about how to find other people. And what we've been talking about in my community is, you know, talking to your family and your friends, your business associates, because this platform is designed to bring in over $3.5 million with just a few project managers helping a few other project managers. It is really that simple. And you need to let your family, friends, relatives, and business associates know that you have a way to raise money, because they may not have voiced their particular situation in the community to you before about what they're doing in the community of service of others. So let them know that there's a platform that they possibly can participate in and get the word out. And from that circle of influence, you can easily find the 3 or 4 people that's needed to really get this started, and it can turn into a worldwide effort. Let's see. One of the other things that I kind of mentioned last week, I think, was how to find other people once you get beyond your warm market list, so to speak, and continue to contact people. And this resource is called Listjo, and it's actually it's a paid email provider, but you can join it for free. And I recommend everybody listening in your community forward that on to them. They can just Google Listjo. That's Listjo, Joe, and sign up for free and get an account where you can send 1,000 emails per week. Now, you have to look at other people's emails in order to be able to send it, but that's pretty simple. Just go in and look and see what everybody else is doing, and then you get your credits. And every week you can send out your WeShare or your information about what we are doing on this crowdfunding platform and have them take a look. So that's 1,000 potential project managers that you can go after on this network of other entrepreneurs. So if nothing else, as a minimum, I'll say again, 1,000 possible contacts that you can put this platform in front of or the crowdfunding concept. And as Woody said, I suggest everyone that's listening to this call, just Google crowdfunding. I mean, pay attention to what's happening in the news. Pay attention to what's going on in business in general. Most of your Fortune 500 companies are embracing some part of crowdfunding to fund their R&D, their research development departments in these companies. So if they can do it, why not you as an individual? Here's an opportunity for us to participate in this particular market here. So get your questions answered, get some knowledge, get involved, and let's go. And, Champ, that's all I have for right now. If we get a question or two, I'll hang around. So back to you.
Yeah. Monte, these workshops that you mentioned, are those being presented by Mark Hamlin?
Three of them are. The Cleveland, the Chicago, and Atlanta is Mark Hamlin. I have a group out in California that's starting up weekly meetings. And that one is going to be done by another individual. Tony Walker, I think, is going to head that one up. And the Spanish webinars is going to be conducted by Eduardo Pineda. I guess I pronounced his name. I don't want to mess that up. Pineda. And in our Facebook group, if you come on board, get plugged into the Facebook group, you can see a lot of these being posted where people are holding presentations, live presentations, and webinars.
Just want to say, you know, Mark Hamlin does an excellent job when you do a webinar and a conference call, but I'm telling you, you and I and Woody, you know, we've seen him in action live, and he is a great finisher, a great closer. And if you got any contacts in those areas that Monte mentioned, if you can put your contacts in front of Mark Hamlin, Mark Hamlin can close those people for you and get your business jump started. So I agree that, you know, we don't individually have to do the presentation. There are presentations going on that we can plug our people into and get them closed out. And I want to encourage our team to do that. And thank you very much, Monte. And Woody, do you have anything? Do you see anyone else that we need to bring on board, Woody?
Logan, we got a couple other people on, 803-767-9214 and a 240-461-2565. Not sure who they are, but if they want to come on and make a comment, they need to just press 1.
Sherry, I think that 240 is Sherry out of Maryland. See if she wants to say anything.
I didn't plan on saying anything, but I just wanted to wish everybody well. And if I could get, I am interested in knowing more about the meetings in the different locations, especially that Cleveland one. And the Facebook is where you said that we can find that information?
It's Never Broke Again Club. Sherry, if you could, email the champ. Are you on Facebook?
I'm not on that Facebook. I think you all have your own Facebook page. I have my own Facebook page, but I can certainly email the champ.
Right, right. So he can add you as a friend and just add you to the group.
Okay, good. That sounds good.
She is definitely a friend of mine. I met her when at Mark's presentation in Maryland, and she parked right next to me. And I said, hey, and she said, hey, and we've been talking ever since.
And he's been motivating me ever since. As a matter of fact, we are planning this weekend, this Sunday. We will probably have the better part of 20 people on a presentation again in Maryland. So we're excited. We're excited and really hoping to get to see you all and meet you all soon.
I'm sure.
Well,
you're going to meet them real soon, Sherry.
Well, what's your, if you don't mind, you can friend me and I'll add you to it. Just look me up, Clarence Montgomery, Clarence T. Montgomery.
Okay. Okay, let me do that. Let me just write it down because I was eating. I'm sorry. I was glad to have you because I'm just getting a bite to eat to see with Clarence Montgomery.
T. Montgomery. I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So.
Okay, great. Then I'll go ahead and friend you, and that way I can be included on when the meetings are. I have some extended family in Cleveland that I may be able to. They're on Facebook as well, so that would be great.
Yeah, send me a message with your email, and I'll put you on a list. And as I get information out, I'll get it out to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry, and I'll talk to you after the call.
Yes, darling. Thank you.
Okay.
Just to piggyback on the Mark Hamlin, we've been using that presentation as a primary. You know, basically, you get a person that's interested. Have them watch that presentation, the 40-minute webinar, and we're 12 for 12 on people becoming project managers after they watch that presentation.
He's a pretty awesome closer. I'm telling you, he's awesome, man. And
we have another guest phone crusher with a number 803. Caller, who do we have there?
Nathan on the spot. Go remember.
Hey, how you doing, Nathan?
The pastor.
How y'all doing tonight?
Well, you know, I sent Pastor Nathan an invitation to be on the call, but this really is his show, and he gives us a chance to come on Friday nights, and thank you for doing that, and give you space to share, you know, who you are and what you do and how you feel about crowdfunding.
Oh, I feel crowdfunding is a great foundation to raise money, and that I'm looking forward to the future. And I made a donation to a good friend, James Bone Crusher, and my time is coming soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. And, we can talk this Hall of Fame deal coming up, you know, that we're working on. We can plug that in and kind of intertwine that with crowdfunding. And there again, if people make a donation to the Hall of Fame project, or if they don't make a donation to the Hall of Fame project, if they make a donation to anyone, I mean, we can show them how to get their project going. But I just think a lot of people are excited about the Hall of Fame project, and we're going to do a Hall of Fame weekend around Father's Day 2016, and I think that's the 18th and 19th of June 2016, and my goal is that's Father's Day weekend. And my goal and the theme will be to celebrate fathers past, if they've gone on to the other side, present, if they're working, trying to make things happen, or even they're not trying to make things happen. But we want to encourage them by having a opportunity, a celebration weekend, and let them know about crowdfunding, how they can add to whatever they're doing in the community. And future, and it could be future fathers, that haven't even thought about starting a family of children, and but that's a big responsibility, and raising a family, it requires money, and we can help them with extra money, more money, and crowdfunding is an excellent way to make these things happen. And I'm excited about all the guests who was on the call tonight, and I'm going to throw it back to whoever would like to say something. I know Grover was 704 number. Did you see him? I just sent a message out to him. He responded. He said he was going to be on the call, and I asked him to share a few words. And Grover, if you're out there, just step on up and share a few words. Woody, do you see him?
May I cut in for a moment again, please?
Is this Sherry?
It's Sherry. I just want to get the gentleman's name again. I'm actually logged into Facebook right now.
Yes, ma'am. That's Clarence T. Montgomery.
Oh, I found you. Okay, great. Thank you. I just want to do it right now.
That's great, great. Hey, look forward to working with you.
Yes, same here, me as well. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to mute myself again. Thank you.
Well, you can talk anytime you want to, Sherry.
Well, you know, as I learn, I'm very, very new to this. But as I learn more and more, I'm more excited. And as I learn the process and the presentation a little more, I am looking forward to saying more.
Okay.
And okay, I just found you.
Yeah, well, if excitement does it, I got that. Okay, now I'm trying to learn this presentation though, so that I can give it myself.
Yeah.
Do you have a PowerPoint?
I don't have a PowerPoint. You know, I've watched somebody actually do that, but I don't. I just have Mark video that I use, and that seems to be working pretty well. As you said, he was great. I actually attended his live presentation at the University of Maryland. Over here in Prince George's County in Maryland. But I would like to have the PowerPoint presentation if you have it.
I sure do. I got everything you need.
All right. Well, can you see my email once with friends? I'm not all that familiar with all of this social media, and I'm a fairly new Facebook user.
I'll private message you and send you my email.
Okay, that sounds good, and I'll reply back. I'm hoping that I'm doing it the right way.
Oh yeah, just in fact, I'm putting it in here now, so
okay.
We can get the ball rolling.
Okay, yes, that's great. Then I can practice a little bit with that slide presentation.
Fantastic. My clock says 9:28, and we're trying to keep these calls about 30 minutes. If anybody have any other questions. Or comments, and they'd like to say something, step on up and do it at this time. And if not, we're going to close it out and look forward to next week, next Friday. And again, I want to thank everybody. Woody, would you like, you have anything else you'd like to share?
Nope, not right now, but I'm just glad that, you know, everybody came on, and just know that this call is available for replay, and it will be posted up on the Facebook page shortly after we get finished here. That's about it,
Bo. All right. Well, let's call it a good night and a wrap, and you guys, ladies and gentlemen, you all have a remainder good, happy weekend, and we'll be in touch, and we'll see you next Friday, same time, same place. Good night.
All right, good night.
Good night. Good night.